Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Give up. It doesn't work that way.
Bloody greenhorn.
Oh, that's right. We were trying to puzzle out this puzzle with the clock and...
Well, see, no, because we talked to the lady. See, this is the problem. I forgot where we were. Like, I have no idea what to do. Let's see. Is there anything in here that gives me a clue of, like, where I'm at? Not really. That's the problem with this game.
I know we'd just been given the prophecy, and basically he was like, I've got to go save the world.
Yeah, the prophecy was that our Sadwick is our main character. He's like a midget. Not really a midget, but I don't know. He's like a midget, like jester clown guy. And
he's manic depressive, by the way, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty funny.
He's quite a little downer.
Hello, you two.
Hinko, look, the clown's back.
How would I know?
These guys are two rocks sitting on the ground. They're facing different directions, so the one can see us and the other one can't.
Didn't I see this scene in a Geico commercial?
Maybe, I don't know.
Oh, I'm thinking of Bud.
What's in our inventory? That might give us a hint.
I've met Shana.
So? What did she say?
Does she still have the chips I lent her?
That's not important now. I'm sure she predicted something of great consequence for him.
Well, not really. Nothing to get excited about.
That's even better.
The problems of the pids don't bother us anyway, right, Ralph?
Well, once you're right, Hingo.
Back to your plan.
You didn't tell anyone, did you?
I've been as mute as a rock.
Hey, watch it, Greenhorn. Don't try to make fun of us or you'll feel our wrath.
What would you do?
That sounds
stone me to death?
Let's not argue. We must concentrate on the plan.
Enslave the world? Sounds like a crackpot idea.
A crackpot idea? And what would you call your decision to put on that hat this morning?
Actually, I always sleep in my costume.
You really are strange.
Said the talking rock.
That's about it.
And how do you want to rule the world?
How do you think?
With a rock-hard fist.
Right.
Just for your information, I'm not a greenhorn.
See? He's not a greenhorn.
Of course he is. An exceptional greenhorn.
All pets are greenhorns to you.
Hey, Ingo, what's that over there?
What? Where?
Looks like a lush meadow or a big tree frog. It's hard to say. It's shining so green.
Come on! What is it?
Hold on. I think it's a... Yes, that's right. It's his horn.
Are you finished yet? I plan to get a good share of abuse from other objects, too. A root, maybe. A heap of leaves.
Oh, you want to disagree, huh? You don't like being called a greenhorn.
Oh, wow. You've read my mind, after all. The opinions of two rocks lying at the side of the road are of greatest importance to me.
You could try to convince us otherwise.
I'd be surprised if he could.
We should at least give him a chance, Ralph.
All right. I'll ask him the questions, even though I'm sure he'll make a fool of himself.
We'll see.
Of course we will. He probably even thinks Shana is a mystical snake creature.
But Ralph... Shana is a mystical snake creature.
Nonsense. Shana's a bird, of course.
You are wrong.
Possibly. But I'm interested in what our greenhorn thinks. Now then, who is Shana?
Let's see. Shana is a bird. Shana is a mystical snake creature. I haven't got the faintest idea.
I haven't got the faintest idea.
I haven't got the faintest idea.
That proves it. You are a useless greenhorn.
I always knew that.
Any idea how I can get to the island?
To the island? You're asking a rock?
The island. I've never even been to the other side of the road.
You pets with your little problems.
You don't know how fortunate you are.
Pack down, Ingo. The rocks. We don't have to go anywhere.
But I want to see the world, Ralph.
Well, the world doesn't want to see you, Ingo.
See you later.
Yeah. You know where to find us.
We're not going anywhere.
Let's see. Maybe if we... Let's talk back... go back to the... what's-her-face.
Is he still here?
Yes. I still have a couple of important questions to ask. What am I supposed to do again?
The clown must take the Whispering Stone to Corona.
And that's how I save the world from doom?
Yes.
Phew.
As it was prophesized.
Can't you take the stone to Corona? I mean, it's hardly a task for a clown, is it?
The responsibility is great, but the prophecy is not mistaken.
Oh, what have I done now?
Everything that happens follows a plan. There is no need to worry. In the end, the clown will save the world, as told in the prophecy.
Yeah, that's reassuring.
For the record, the prophecy was exactly the opposite. The clown will destroy the world. And then, except what happens is this Oracle Shauna person, she doesn't remember the prophecies when she gets them. So she asks what it was, and he said, and we chose that we save the world. So we lied.
Her own inability to remember these very important key facts is going to be her downfall.
I guess so.
How do I get to the island?
I cannot help the clown to find his way, but he is the boy from the prophecy. He will find a light to guide him.
A light? What kind of a light?
Where the forest is deepest, the chosen one will be guided by light.
I think I know what to do now.
Everything is in the hands of a clown now. He is our last hope.
I can understand her skepticism.
Yeah.
We're doomed.
Okay. What the hell is that thing? It's like a cycloptic little...
another strange creature.
Thing with little horns.
Where did that come from?
Big nose.
And what's that it's playing with?
Shadow Newt.
A strange little fellow. The way he clenches this red Nui egg, he seems to be crazy about it. There. Hey, you. Can I have your egg? Yes?
That's a comforting little noise, isn't it?
I think that was a no.
Well, I guess there's nothing we can do with that guy right now. Okay. Lightning bugs.
Ah, what are they called again? Chusky, oracles. Oh no, lightning bugs.
Does everyone here have insert old people can't remember things syndrome name here?
Maybe.
Alzheimer's.
Thank you.
I tried to capture them.
The tree seems to be hollow.
I tried to capture them with a net, but they flew away. Yeah, what's this? There's a resin on the tree now. And there's a hole in the tree. And Spot...
I can't scrape off the resin with my bare hands. The only thing I'd achieve is getting my hands sticky.
Uh-huh.
I'm not taking the resin off with that. I get my pockets all sticky. I need some kind of container.
Let's see, what do we have in our inventory? Let's say a shovel, somebody, Grandpa's dentures, a compass, a map, a casket. The casket is actually just like a little chest, not a casket. Let's see, a cork, a net, turtles, a knife, bombs, and that's about it. So I guess we don't have... Well, we can try using the casket. I don't think it's going to work, though.
I cannot scrape the resin off the tree with the casket. I need a better container.
Okay. Let's see.
Wow,
let's...
that's oddly specific.
Yeah.
The tree seems to be hollow.
Okay, then.
I still would like to see the bombs used to remove this illicit resin.
Let's try. Bombs with resin.
I'm not taking the resin off with that. I get my pockets all sticky. I need some kind of container.
Let's try... Well, what if we plug the hole with the cork? Then they won't be able to go in there.
They could do something.
Okay, let's try to grab the bugs again. Flying away. They fly...
Where have they gone?
Under a rock...
The lightning bugs have all disappeared under that stone. Let's see where those lightning bugs have disappeared to. Hey, there's nothing here. Where have they gone?
Bleak spot.
Where have the lightning bugs gone?
Well, we do have a shovel.
Maybe I'm going slightly mad, but the lightning bugs must have gone somewhere. Aw, what the heck? There we go. Here's a cavern under the tree.
Aha.
Hours later.
So we jumped into the... Let's see, there's a puddle.
Huh. It seems to have rained through the hollow tree up there. But there's another distinct smell. Is that petroleum?
So now we're at the top of the tree. We can overlook the lake.
The lake is smaller than I expected. If I only knew how to swim, I might even have a chance. But I'll have to find another way, I'm afraid.
I guess we gotta go... back down? The lightning bugs are still disappeared. Maybe there's something else at the top of this tree we're supposed to look at. There's the island.
That's the island where I'm supposed to find Kalida. It doesn't look too far from up here. But how am I supposed to get there?
Well, if we had a boat, that would be easy, wouldn't it?
Knock on wood? Why am I doing this? That never worked.
Let's go back to the circus.
There's only that stupid note in there. Pen made me write down all my chores. Pure harassment, if you ask me. Oh. Ah, what the heck. I'd better collect the note anyway. Maybe I'll find a fire somewhere. Ben has given me a lot of tedious chores for today. Why did I even bother to get out of bed? Must have put it up there for a reason. Probably as a reminder that I'm not capable of doing anything right without his help.
Alright, we're looking at this note, which is the instructions for the Human Cannonball Act, which requires me, cannon, a plug, a parachute, and a bomb.
Well, we have bombs, at least.
We're always going to come back to the bombs.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, we're all guys here. We're going to use bombs whenever possible.
Hello, Grandpa.
Hello, Ben. Is your hat still too tight?
Say, Grandpa, you've seen a lot of things in your time, haven't you?
You can say that again. You can ask me whatever you, whatever you can carry.
So funny.
Can you tell me anything about the Ashkill?
I've only heard rumors about them. Oh, they're a hideous horde of cruel monsters, for sure. They dwell underground in caves and crevices. They hate the sunlight. Their leader is called Luko. He's a cold-hearted warlord. People say he declared war on the king, but that might only be gossip.
That's just chit-chat. And don't scare the little one. The Asgill are nothing more than a horror story.
Say what? My whole marriage was a horror story, and it's produced your father nonetheless.
Oh!
Thinking about it, your grandmother could have been an Asgill too. She was certainly cold-hearted enough. And her name, Gilzai, is even an anagram. If you realign the letters, it reads Asgill.
But, Grandpa, Grandma's name was not Gilza. It was Ilza.
So why do I have Gilza tattooed on my butt?
I guess you were a little juiced.
You're right. I would have never married in a tattoo parlor had I been sober.
For the record, it's Asgil is spelled A-S-G-I-L in this game.
Thanks for clarifying. I was wondering about that.
Does the name Shana ring any bells with you?
Shana.
Is that just a
Shana. A long time ago.
Ah, what's that?
I said, is that just his labored breathing that we're hearing?
No, that's the sleeping, monster thing that they use
I hear the other part of the snore now. Somehow I didn't before.
Ah.
Any idea how I can get to the island?
No, sorry. There used to be no island in this lake.
Islands don't just emerge all of a sudden.
Maybe they do, too. The lake used to be bigger then.
Are you sure you're talking about the same lake?
Of course I am, as sure as I'm standing here.
He's sitting
but
in a chair.
You're sitting down.
Yeah. Just imagine I'm standing. Why should I stress my legs as long as you have your imagination? I'm not getting any younger, you know. Besides, it's quite chilly out here, and I'm not wearing any skivvies.
Jeez, thanks for sharing.
Oh my god. He's the funniest character. The grandpa character is the best.
Do you know anything about someone called Kalida?
Kalida? No, I don't know anything about a Kalida. I once knew a Kailua. She was the innkeeper of a pub at the Suzal Sea. Nice. Her parents named her after a domestic drink. kind of tropical fruit punch. Boy, it was delicious. Always decorated with Kailua. Little paper umbrella and some fruit. I can never get enough. I often took out the umbrella and all the fruit, so I was able to reach even the trickiest corners with my tongue. Yum, yum, yum.
And the punch wasn't too bad either, right?
Well, yes, it was quite good. A bit too much lemon for my taste.
Uh-huh, thought so.
Give me 5 bees for a nickel, you used to say. That's what it reminds me of. Like Abe Simpson's winding circling stories.
Is there anything you can tell me about the Chasky?
Oh, the Chasky? Well, when I was still wet behind the ears, I desperately wanted to become a Chasky too.
I don't want to become a Chasky.
Ah, the Chasky are the messengers of the king. Brave adventurers were characterized by their cunning and courage. Their most outstanding quality is that they never lose their positive attitude, no matter how hopeless their situation might be.
Aha! They're the complete opposite of you, Sadwick.
Thanks, Ben. You're a great help. I think everyone has noticed already.
Yeah, but I thought I'd just say it again.
Don't let him tease you. I'm sure you'd make a great Chasky.
I don't want to be a Chasky, and Ben is right. I'd hardly qualify for the job.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Everybody can change.
I don't want to change, okay?
You should try. It could only be an improvement.
That other guy's voice, Ben's voice, reminds me of like Dave from Alvin and the Chipmunks or something.
Yeah.
What do you know about Corona?
Corona, the royal residence, the center of the world. I haven't been there for a long time. It's a beautiful place, like it was taken directly from the pages of a fairy tale. The castle sits majestically on a hill. Its orange roofs shine in golden light. The hill is surrounded by small villages and lush green meadows. High up in the sky, fire dragons chase each other and sheep are frisking in the shade of the trees. The clouds are creamy white and all the people are smiling. The children that play at the roadside. A beautiful farmer's wife who herds the geese to the river. And even the coachman who calls out to you. You'd better not smoke too much tobacco from that crate there. Those were the days. I wonder how it looks now. People say the end is near.
You know what? I'll just look it up myself.
Yes. Couldn't hurt. I might still seem quite bright in the head. But sometimes the details get a little mixed up.
See you later.
Cheer up, Ben.
He also thinks that we're Ben.
Oh, wow. I missed
Keep
that.
Your hands
oh,
off the laundry. The way, you'll only soil them again.
The deal with the snoring was that I didn't realize it was in stereo and I only had one of my headphones on.
Okay. Well, let's talk to the other guy.
Hi, Ben.
Oh, what do you want this time?
When's our next performance?
Who knows? This stretch of land is just as deserted as all the others we recently passed through. People are leaving the land. They fear the end of the world.
Is there anything I can do?
Don't tell me you forgot your chores again. I even wrote them down for you.
Oh, those. That's not what I meant. I'd like to do something more important with my time. Something meaningful. Not this depressing day-to-day routine.
The sooner you do what you're supposed to, the sooner you can... Hey! Don't you roll your eyes like that, young man. Responsibility is still responsibility. Preferably, you start practicing your human cannonball act, or take a good look around the area. Maybe you can find somebody who wants to see our performance.
I'd rather do the latter. You know anything about someone called Shana?
Shana? I never heard that name. Who's it supposed to be?
That's not important.
Like everything else you do.
There's been a fight at the shore. Did you see anything?
A fight? Nonsense. We're a long way from Corona. There are no fights in this region.
But...
Curb your imagination. I don't have time for your phantasms.
Did you feel the earthquake?
Well, I certainly did. I dropped all my balls. I hope it doesn't happen during a performance.
What if the earthquake is an indication of the world falling apart? Or the sky crumbling down?
During a performance? That'd be a catastrophe.
Ha ha. You don't fool me. You're just as scared of the end as everybody else.
I'm an artiste.
I wish I could
scared.
Wake up the stupid snoring monster because it is starting to annoy me. Let's see.
Oh, I actually thought that was somebody in the channel. I was like,
that'd be hilarious. No, it's like it's the big animal they use to carry their wagon, like to pull their wagons.
I see.
It's Bruno, isn't it?
Yes.
You really expect me to believe that you're never scared?
That's right. Never.
Not even of snakes?
Snakes? Bah. Snakes don't even have claws.
But they have poisonous fangs and constricting muscles that can crush your spine.
Give up already. The bit about the teeth is a reason for caution. But I'm not scared of snakes.
Not even of tigers?
Tigers? Tigers only have the one head.
But they're fast and strong. They grab you with their razor-sharp claws and maul you with their teeth as big as sabers.
Just give up, will you? The bit about the teeth and the claws is quite impressive. But I'm not scared of tigers.
Not even of spiders?
Spiders? No. They don't even have sharp teeth.
Did he say
but
spiders?
Poisonous.
I think so.
And yes.
Fast. Some species crawl into your mouth and lay eggs beneath your eyelashes.
Give up already. I'm not scared of spiders.
Not even of the Asgill?
Asgill? What's that supposed to be?
Let's see. The Asgill are gruesome monsters with pointed fingernails. The Asgill are terrifying creatures with sharp claws. The Asgill are gruesome beasts with giant tentacles. I don't know. I've never seen one.
I don't know. I've never seen one.
I don't know.
Wow, that's
I've
weird.
Never seen one.
So they're just another of your stupid phantasm.
You really expect me to believe that you're never scared?
That's right. Never.
Jeez.
Wow, Ben. You're so much braver than me.
Well, that's not saying much, is it? You're even scared of butterflies.
Well, what do you mean? They spread germs, you know. Not even a...
Asgill? What's that supposed...
Let's try something else.
The Asgill are terrifying creatures with sharp claws.
Claws?
Yes, so sharp they can peel the skin from your body in mere seconds.
And what else?
Tentacles.
Teeth. They have
pointy spikes. They have 11 eyes. They have 2 heads. He said something about the tiger only having 1 head, so...
Yeah, let's say 2 heads.
They have 2 heads.
2 heads?
Yes. And each head possesses a toxic breath that paralyzes its prey. And while one of the heads eats your defenseless limbs, the other is laughing its cruel and cackling laugh.
Ooh, I'm starting to get the picture.
You think he's freaking out yet?
I don't know.
It sounds like it.
Speed, going back to words, I still say one of the funniest words things I saw was the, are you suggesting this court does not know the meaning of the words it uses?
Oh yeah, in Monkey Island. That was great.
God, I hate that monster. It's getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
Even worse, are their sharp teeth.
Teeth?
Yes. They can bite through your neck in no time. The jaws are strong enough to grind even the strongest bones to mere dust.
Ooh, those Asgill really seem to be gruesome creatures. I have to admit, I wouldn't want to meet them in a dark alley.
Aha. Ugh.
I just got voxed at. Oh, boy.
I'm afraid I might have done something really stupid.
Again? What is it this time? Did you break something?
Hard to tell. I believe not really. Yet.
In that case, I don't want to hear about it.
But...
Be quiet, will you? Can't you see that I'm practicing?
Shut up, you stupid snoring thing.
I have an idea. A temporary fix.
Let's see, if I go like this, it
should make it lower. Okay, well...
But it moved it to the middle.
He put him
middle.
In the center.
It's not as bad, though, now.
Do you know how I can reach this island in the middle of the lake?
Why there?
I guess that doesn't
What's
really help.
What's the big idea?
Can't you just tell me how to get there?
Unnerving little brothers who don't practice their human cannonball act don't go anywhere.
Yeah, great. Thank you so very much. Great piece of advice. You think that launching the human cannonball is the answer to everything.
If you don't stop bugging me... I'll launch you somewhere you won't like.
All right. Soon, I won't bug you again for a long time.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Oh, little bastard.
That's funny.
The manic depressive and the compulsive obsessive.
Yeah.
See you.
Yep. See you. And don't forget... Keep smiling. You're a clown. Remember?
Oh, dear Lord. Hey, the monster went away.
Yeah, I went inside the our little trailer here.
No.
Let's see. What's in this cave?
Oh, it's miraculously daytime.
Yeah. Hey, what's this?
Phew. No.
The hell was that?
The board is tightly attached to the totem.
Aha.
It's my policy not to disgrace foreign cult sites. It's hard enough that my own god hates me.
That sounds sad.
This seems to be some kind of ritual place. A cemetery? No. It looks more like a cult site for offerings.
We're inside a
cave.
Bye-bye,
music.
Let's see. There's a mushroom.
I'm not here to collect mushrooms.
What was that?
And that goes twice for those.
That sounds bad. It sounds like someone farted.
Apparently, it's the mushrooms.
What?
Yes.
Ew,
nature
gross.
Creates a great number of amazing species, and sometimes I believe she only does it to annoy me.
Yay for the mushrooms.
Yeah, well,
gross.
Okay. That was the moment my repressive tendencies took over. I won't dwell on the fact that spiderwebs never appear from nowhere. There's always a corresponding spider. Yeah, I could tear the web apart with my bare hands, but I have this splinter in my finger, and the web really looks tough. It has nothing to do with my arachnophobia, honest.
What about the knife?
Lies. All lies.
Let's see. No, the web is too strong. I can't cut my way through.
Okay, let's go somewhere else. How about back to the tree? Oops. No. The shore? What's in our inventory? Okay. Oh, I have an idea. We could use Spot, maybe, in this cave. Or by the totems. Because Spot's... I forget, what is Spot supposed to be?
Spot doesn't seem to have realized what will have happened.
He's like a caterpillar, and he can change from being, like, fat and skinny.
Cool.
He's got the stone inside him, right?
Oh, yeah, he has the Whispering Stone, because he ate it.
That might work.
Nom.
Yeah.
Come here, Spot.
So I made Spot big, and I'm putting him in this bowl on the totem, and it snapped the bowl off.
Oh.
Use Spot with totem bowl. Super effective.
Is he supposed to do that?
He is now. Listen to him rolling around.
Ooh, loon calls.
Let's use this newly acquired bowl with the tree resin.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Success. Now what?
It'd be nice if there was a walkthrough for this.
Yeah.
Ooh, flies.
Uh-oh.
I applied resin to the turtles. Heck, now they're all sticky. I guess I could tinker with these a bit. That's not bad. It isn't finished yet, but it's a good start.
Did we just do what I think we did?
What?
Did we put teeth on the turtles?
Yeah, and well, no, I put the claw on the turtle. Now it's clawed, two-headed turtle. And now...
Adventures would fit perfectly with my little piece of art.
Ooh. Now it's a two-headed monster. We can scare Ben.
My
with this.
Sculpture is ready. Not bad for somebody who's all thumbs.
Let's go back to the snoring.
Aw, it's Bruno.
Yeah.
Cute.
I've got something for you.
Hmm? Ooh! An Asgill! Whoa!
Hello.
Take it away! Awesome. Take it away! Take it away! Take it away!
Run the joke, run.
Very funny.
Yeah, I thought so.
He dropped one of his balls.
Oh no.
Lol.
It's red. He dropped a red ball, which is what that other thing had over here.
Well, at least it's not blue.
Yeah. Bloody right.
Yeah. So maybe we can trade our red ball with this one.
You wanna swap? Yeah? With this awesome red ball I have?
He's a little bit too excited for my
Okay, then.
What is that?
It's a shadow newt. So he threw the ball off the screen and the thing dropped the Noi egg. And now we have a Noi egg.
I wonder what those are good for.
I guess we'll find out.
What?
It's the egg of something. I forget what. When I eventually stop being lazy and upload the shows from like the last few weeks, then you can go back.
Now, how in the name of Merlin are we going to get that stone out of that caterpillar?
I don't know.
That will be later on.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mystery, that one.
At least it's safe for now.
Yeah, inside spot.
Yeah.
He must have been hungry.
I guess so.
Dear.
Something used the Noi eggs, but I forget for what.
Dragonflies. I think they like them or something.
Oh, like the trap things over here. Right? Let's see. Examine.
The fire dragon trap is empty once again. Grandpa always uses Noi eggs as bait.
Aha.
That's right.
All right.
Neat noise.
Sadwick, don't!
How often did I tell you that you don't catch fire dragons with bare hands?
How often did I tell you that you don't catch fire dragons with bare hands?
Quite often.
Are you suicidal?
How do you figure that?
What if we use bare hands?
Chadwick, how often did I tell you not to tease the fire dragons? I think you do these kind of things just to annoy me.
Aha.
Hello, people.
You don't say.
Hey.
Hello.
I have an idea of who can take care of these fire dragons.
Spot! Bon appetit. Spot.
Chadwick, no!
Yes! Nom!
He eats everything.
Now look what you've done!
Spot is on
Spot
fire!
Seems to like it.
He even liked his
gallstones. Yay, fire Spot!
He just doesn't know what's good for him. Or he wouldn't follow you around all the time.
Spot is on fire!
Oh, no. Poor thing.
He seems to still have a smile on his face.
That worries me.
He's not bothered.
Well, I'm running... Oh, God. I'm running the latest version of Team Talk now.
Cool.
4.4 beta 1 on the direct sound, because on Windows Audio it doesn't want to run properly. It wants to say there's no devices in there.
I haven't, like, I only update it when it stops working. So I'm still on alpha 4 or something.
I like updating all the time. I never.
Except that breaks stuff historically. So
sometimes, but I don't care.
I just
care. A bit of a nut.
I care that it always works. Yeah. So
yeah,
it is a plus.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
So now I think we can practice our cannonball act with the tree, because I do believe we have all the ingredients that we need, because there's the puddle of petroleum, and is on fire, and good we've grief. Got bombs, yay. And the pointy hat.
Oh, God.
I don't know if the pointy hat has significance.
Spot is on fire.
Yeah. Let's try using the bombs.
That seems to be the right place for that. The pressure from the explosion would extend into the hollow tree trunk. I don't feel too enthusiastic about fireworks, but who gets what he wants all the time?
Okay. Now, I think if we use the pointy hat with the hole...
The hat's not hard enough to plug this hole.
Ah, okay. What else have we got? Anything? I don't know. What about if...
I'd rather not. I could burn the whole tree by accident.
I tried to use spot with the hole. Okay.
Lighting them directly would be suicide. I need some kind of a fuse.
Could you stop the hole up with the cork that you got off that one bottle? Do you still have that?
Do I still have what?
The cork off the bottle from last week?
We used the cork to plug a hole in this tree.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Maybe we gotta go back somewhere else, like to the cave. The cave of the farting mushrooms. That's what I'll call it.
Yes, mate.
Good grief. Good grief.
Show me what you can do.
Using spot with the spider webs. Burn them. Wow, Spot breathes fire.
Good boy, Spot.
He blew on it. Spot is amazing.
Good grief. Yeah.
Do you think it's smart for him to breathe fire in mushrooms that fart?
Apparently it worked out okay. Okay.
That
I can see.
Me. That worries me. So now he has a five-up fire review.
What? Okay. Examine. Eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There is something here with 11
one
eyes.
One more step, as long as those eyes are staring at me.
Let Spot take another step.
I won't.
Okay, Spot. He's not going to use Spot. Oh, so I think Spot can... We can just change Spot from... That's like a whole other form. So I guess this is like permanent. So we can switch in between like skinny bubble mode and fire mode. That's cool.
Whoa. That's cool.
Yeah. Maybe...
I won't take one more step as long as those eyes are staring at me. Huh? Hello? Is there anybody there?
Let's try changing Spot into a different form.
Well, let's see.
Whoa! What the hell is that thing?
Those eyes were scary already, but this...
It's like a
I'm back.
It's like a mutant, like, angler fish or something. You know, the ones that have like a light on top of them.
Ooh.
If anyone's aware of that particular type of fish.
Yes.
It's not really a light. I forget, but I know there's like a fish where it has like an appendage that it uses as bait, basically, that attracts other fish, and then it just eats them. And it's like on top. It's like on top of its head. It's pretty
crazy.
Ooh, those eyes were scary already, but this.
There's a skull.
I prefer to let him rest in peace. If I were dead, I wouldn't want anybody messing with me. You stay on your side of the wall, you hear?
There's rope on the ground. We can take rope. Okay.
We can use that as a fuse.
Yeah. I guess we'll just leave this weird giant fish thing
for now, anyway.
And get out of here. Okay. So we're at the map screen.
The cool thing, Andrew, is now that it seems that even with my USB set, because our DirectSound didn't used to work with standard internal thingies on my sound card, but it doesn't seem to affect USB, which is nice. So I can have everything, all the filters. That's good.
Oh yeah, well also remember that Grandpa is their cook. And he tends to cook with petroleum.
Good idea.
That worries me.
Yes. So I've combined the rope with his cauldron.
Is useful at last. Besides keeping the wolves away.
So now we have a petroleum-covered fuse. Head back to the tree. Let's use the fuse cord with the bombs.
Yes, this will do perfectly as a fuse cord.
Okay, now I guess we'll use Fiery Spot with the bombs.
Come on, Spot, show your stuff.
Oh my.
Now let's get out of here, quick!
Flame on!
Okay.
The hat's not hard enough to plug this hole.
I don't know. Ah! Well, that was anticlimactic.
Whoa.
Well, we still have a supply of bombs.
Yeah. Quinn is back too.
Ah, okay. We need to get a plug for the hole. Let's go back to what's her face.
You use your other rocks.
That would be good. That would be really funny.
Yeah, just pick one of the blooming things, because there it gets anyway.
Yeah, let's talk to the rocks again.
Hello, you two.
Hinko, look, the clown's back.
How would I know?
back to your plan.
I was wrong to tell you about it.
He only wants to help.
That's impossible. He is and always will be a greenhorn.
Just for your information, I'm not a greenhorn.
We'll see.
Of course we will. He probably even thinks Shauna is a mystical snake creature.
But Rolf, Shauna is a mystical snake creature. You are wrong.
Possibly. Now then.
Shauna is a mystical snake creature.
So that's what you think, huh? Interesting.
Ask the second question.
Yeah. I'm very curious, too. How many eyes do more eyes have?
That's easy. They've got 9, of course.
You're an idiot, Ingo. They haven't got 9 eyes. They have 11.
The answer is 9. I'll stick with that.
No, it's 11. Our greenhorn friend will confirm that in a second. Now then, how many eyes does a more eye have?
11.
Is that your answer?
You heard him all right. Ask the third question.
Tell you the whole thing.
Don't push me. The question is, where does Kalita live?
I know, I know. She lives in the middle of the lake.
Rubbish. Kalita lives in a cave.
You think so?
What I think is irrelevant. The clown shall answer the question. Now then, where does Kalita live?
In the
that.
Middle of the lake.
Lemmy, you're not a greenhorn after all.
I always believed in you. Didn't I tell you, Rolf?
All right, all right. Here, take the stone powder. And use it to extend our sphere of power.
Sphere of power?
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah. You know where to find us.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's like there's like two answers, and what, and then one keeps telling us exactly what the right answers are. Yeah. So
where
like,
did
it's
you
not
get
really
it from?
Let's combine the stone powder with the pointy hat.
This hat used to be much more pointed. Maybe the stone powder would be a good substitute for the starch. Uh-oh. That seems to have worked a little bit too well. And we're not like this at all.
Now it's a petrified hat. Success.
Excellent.
Yay.
What is he looking around for? There we go. All right.
Yeah, Andrew, if you can get the shows from this week and last week up today, I can probably listen to them before I disappear on Wednesday.
We'll see what I can do.
Well, if you can get up before Wednesday, and then I can try to listen to it, and then I can be ahead, because then I'm... Yeah, are we missing? Oh, well, it doesn't really matter because as long as you get the next 2 weeks' shows loaded up before I come back or after I come back with the other stuff, it really doesn't matter too badly. But, you know. Are you going
to
be coming up later?
That seems to be the right place for that. The pressure from the explosion would extend into the hollow tree trunk. I don't feel too enthusiastic about fireworks.
Later on.
But
I don't know.
It's what he wants all the time.
Okay. Well, I'll be around anyway.
Let's see. All right, so now, fiery Spot with bombs. With bombs.
Come on, Spot, show your stuff. Now, let's get out of here, quick.
Okay, now, petrified hat with hole.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Quick, Spot. Come here. There it goes.
Run, run.
Oh dear.
He's sitting on it, holding Spot. And now he's gone.
Ouch. You bummer. I should have made it to the island. I'll take another look at the note in my trailer. Something must be missing to make the trick work.
So we only landed at, like, the beginning of the lake here. There's our petrified hat.
These are, bombs?
I don't know. Let's go look at the note.
You're trying to make a mobile rocket of some sort.
Yeah, a human cannonball.
And...
Yes?
Did you put that note up here?
Yeah, I wrote down the instructions for your human cannonball act.
My human cannonball act?
Sure. You must be able to do something useful, right? And Grandpa is getting too old for that kind of thing.
With all the sparks and stuff, it sounds like he's a mad scientist.
Did I just miss something very important in the meaning of his sentence? Because it sounded kind of disjointed to me.
I don't know. What do you, I don't know what you think that you missed, so I can't answer that question.
No, I was just, I was joking. I was just meaning he wasn't very, he was kind of vague. And
let's see. Me, plug, cannon, bombs. Ah! Parachute. We need a parachute.
Oh my.
Keep your hands off the laundry. You'll only soil them again.
I think it's time to distract him.
I've got something for you.
Hmm?
Who?
An Asgill! Take it away! Take it away! Take it away! Take it away! Oh. Hey, wait a minute. Are you messing around with the laundry behind my back? Stop that already. You'll only soil them again.
Well, we now have pantaloons. Let's head back to the tree. Let's lay down some bombs.
That seems to be the right press.
Alright, now, we shall combine Fiery Spot with bombs.
Come on, Spot, show your stuff. Now, let's get out of here, quick!
Okay, now we will put the Petrified Hat on the hole.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
And we will use the pantaloons.
Don't dawdle, Sadwick. The fuse is lit.
Okay, let's...
Quick, Spot, come here. There.
Maybe just having it in our inventory will be sufficient.
Oh, dear.
Let's see. Aha! He's using the pantaloons as a parachute.
Together with the last rays of the sun bathing the sky above the lake in autumnal red, Sadwick floated towards the island. A peculiar fatigue overwhelmed him in the cold air of the night closing in.
He's like dreaming.
Sadwick. What? Where am I? Oh no, not that dream again. Have I fallen asleep?
You have never been more awake than now.
What do you mean? What do you want from me?
I want you to fulfill your destiny. This world must be destroyed by your own hand.
I would definitely not do that. Never, do you hear me?
If you do, you will perish. Together with this world.
No, you're lying. This is all just a dream. I want it to stop. I want to wake up.
Yes, Sadwick. It is time. Wake up.
Chapter 2. Kalita's Awakening.
I mean, all that was one chapter?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
What? Where am I? Obviously, I've already landed on the island. Without breaking my neck, it must have been a very boring landing. I slept right through it. What time might it be?
Hey! You!
Hello, my little friend. What kind of a costume is this? Would you happen to be a clown?
I'm a carny.
In other words, a clown. What brings a clown like you to such a joyless place?
I have to prevent the world from collapsing.
Doesn't everyone have to do that? One type of person does that by taking action, others by remaining inactive.
Yes, maybe. But I really have to do it. Not in a metaphorical, wishy-washy kind of way. I have to find Kalida.
Kalida? Well, you have found her.
What do you mean? Are you Kalida?
Me? No, but I am a part of Kalida.
I don't understand a word.
You don't always have to understand everything to act in the right way.
Do you really have to speak in riddles? I need help desperately.
To the king's castle. No matter where you came from, you've taken the wrong turn. There is no road leading away from this island.
So Shana sent me into a dead end?
I see you are full of concern, little man. I wish you good luck on your quest. It's dangerous to wake Kalida. Perhaps she will eventually help you to leave the island. But consider that you yourself are a part of her as long as you stay here.
What? Hey! Wait! What do you mean by all of that? Hello? I've got a bad feeling that the search for Kalida could take quite a while.
Okay. Let's see, there's a statue here.
There's an engraving. Kalida has her ears in the water, huh? I like candlelight. It reminds me of my mother's grave. Seems like it's been a long time since the flag's been waving here.
Yeah. Our inventory's been emptied.
Phew. No chance. Though the pole is quite brittle, I'm just not strong enough. I'd better leave it here. It reminds me of my mother's grave.
Okay. Bubbles in the water.
What kind of strange bubbles are those? Are there hot springs here or something?
Maybe there's a mushroom under the water.
Yeah.
Hey, there's my shovel. It didn't survive the flight. The handle's broken off. That could have been my spine.
Walking across this bridge here. See, I got, there's more candles. And that seems to be all that I see here. Keep going. Hey, there's a bell.
Ring. How am I supposed to ring that bell? The bell rope is missing.
Ow.
A door.
Knock.
I wonder if that's where Kalida lives. Locked. Hello? Anybody home? Nobody there.
Let's see, I'll keep going up. More candles. An opened door.
Yay.
Hello.
What? Who? A clown? What are you doing here?
My name is Sadwick. I have to prevent the world from collapsing.
Yeah, Very funny, but don't waste your time. You won't be able to boost my spirits anyway.
Who are you?
My name is... my name is Bondo.
What?
Bondo.
Come again?
Bondo. Bondo.
Waldo?
Bondo! My name is Bondo! Holy mackerel! I am Bondo!
Bondo! How often did I tell you to keep it down?
Look what you've done now. We woke Bondo, the boss. He's sure to punish me for that.
Why are you so unhappy? Does the impending end of the world bother you too? The thought that all could soon be over?
Oh no. That's something for others to ponder. I don't care if the end is coming. On this island, we're done for anyway. You see, there's nothing to do anymore.
I'm looking for Kalida.
Who are you looking for? Kalida? You're a real clown, aren't you?
Why? What's strange about that? No, wait. Let me guess. Kalida is dead, or she never existed.
No, Kalida exists all right, but you'd better leave her alone.
So where can I find Kalida?
I already told you, leave her alone. It'd be best if you didn't make any noise, so you don't wake her up.
I'm not supposed to do what? Wake her up? So she's grumpy in the morning? So what? What's the big deal? Will she throw her pillows and complain about the coffee?
Right. Or she could change into her full height and lay destruction upon the village. Just believe me, you don't want to wake Kalida.
I'm beginning to wonder myself.
You need to wake Kalida.
I have to find Kalida. The world will collapse if I don't.
Do whatever you want, but I'm not helping you. I don't want any trouble, and I don't want to be blamed when disaster strikes us.
Just a moment. I don't want that either.
So you better let her sleep.
Who's the boss here?
That would be Reuben. He owns this island. You can find him in the house on the hilltop.
On the hilltop?
Yeah, way up.
Phew.
Hey, little man. I thought you wanted to save the world. You'll have to get off your backside for that, you know.
Yes, all right. No sweet without sweat, right?
That's right. It will pay off in the end.
Pay off. It doesn't exactly look that way now. More like the opposite. Every step I take brings me nearer to the end. There's also the fear that my dream could come true, that the ground collapses and the world crumbles right under my feet. At the hilltop, you said?
Yeah, way up.
Great. Thanks. Is there another way to leave this island?
I'm afraid not, but relax. We have all we need here.
Except company, of course.
That's right. There aren't many people living on the island.
And the lust for life?
Is somewhat limited.
The freedom to go wherever you want?
Yeah. Okay. We might not have all we need, but we have everything else.
What do you mean there's nothing to do anymore?
It's been quiet here since the boss closed the factory.
The factory?
Pearls used to be pressed here, but the production has been discontinued.
I see. Why is that?
Well, the boss met his goal, 10,000 pearls. And now he's afraid of losing everything. What he fears most is that someone could wake Kalida. He's really paranoid. I can't make the slightest sound anymore. It used to be different. I was allowed to do the most thrilling jobs. I used to blow the foghorn in the House of the Howls. And come noon, I was allowed to ring the bell, which sounded all over the entire island. But the most thrilling job was the work in the factory. Hot air, thick smoke, and the noise of massive machinery drowning everything out. Whomp! Kaboom! Ha
ha ha ha! Bando! What's going on down there? Be quiet, will you? Or do you want Kalita to wake up?
Oh dear. You see what I mean? The good old days are over. Ah, well.
About those former jobs of yours.
The good old days. What do you want to know?
Let's see. What was that about the House of the Howls? What was that about the factory again? What was that about the bell again? Couldn't you learn something different? Forget it.
Maybe the bell?
The bell.
A ringer for it.
Yeah.
What was that about the bell again?
Those were the days. I used to run to the entrance of the village every noon to sound the bell for lunch. The sound traveled all over the lake. Dong! 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 Listen here, inhabitants of the lake! Bando tells you that it's time for lunch! Put away your worldly chores! It's time to eat now! Dong! Dong! Dong!
Bando! He sounds a bit. One more disturbance and I'll go nuts!
Those days are long gone.
God.
Forget it.
Done. Anything else?
That was incredible.
See you later.
Later. But please keep in mind, be nice and quiet. Like me. I, Bando!
Be quiet down there!
He's not quiet at all.
I know.
He's just itching to be noisy, it's funny.
He's one of the noisiest people in existence.
Of course, I'm not using it.
Tall enough not to?
Vertigo.
Alright, so I've acquired a ladder. Hey, there's a key here.
Hold it, my friend. The key stays where it is. Reuben has ordered me to watch it closely. And you can always rely on Bando.
Can you?
not if you use it on a vehicle.
Yeah, I was going to say. This sounded like a commercial.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I know.
That's all I was thinking like this whole time. That's pretty funny.
The shovel is broken. I can't do much with it in this condition. No, I need a rope for the bell. Like in The Ringer Rang the Bell with the Bell Rope. I've never even heard of a bell shovel. No, I need a... Like in...
That worries me. A bell shovel.
Ah, okay. I see. I found some more of the path, I think. Okay.
Okay.
Going further up here.
What? Where? Who dares to disturb my well-deserved sleep?
Hello.
What are you looking at? Come here. Who are you? What's your business here? I don't want to hear your life story, so make it snappy. Okay, I want to sleep.
Better leave him alone.
I'm Chadwick. And you?
Ha! If you're selling anything, you're not very well prepared. Obviously, I am Reuben. I own this island.
But I'm not selling anything.
No. That's a fortunate coincidence, because we don't Ruben need anything, like so you may as well go back to where you came from.
Yeah.
You look tired.
Sleeping is my favorite pastime. It's a privilege for people who have accomplished everything. Unfortunately, I have to sleep at this table because my bed is squeaking terribly. But why do I bother to tell you all this? The thing that now keeps me from having my well-deserved nap is not the squeaking bed, and it's not the yakis, the machinery in the factory, or my rumbling manservant either. No. It's an annoying child in a clown's costume who bursts into my office without having been asked and keeps talking and talking. Good grief! My head is about to explode with all this blather.
Really? Because he's been doing all the talking.
Yeah. Exactly.
Really? I'll give you talking.
Yeah, I know.
Or squawking.
See you later.
Exactly. Just let me sleep in peace.
Sleeping is a pastime.
Yeah.
I agree with his philosophy. Sleeping is a good pastime.
It is,
but at the right times. Well, I will be going to Indonesia, and I'll be in Bali, and sleeping will be a very good pastime because it'll be very hot. And three more days' time I am
going
away.
The display is turned off. I can't make any sense of it. Except, perhaps, that any further inquiry is a waste of time.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, what's this? Oh, no. Ha! There's some flint on the ground.
Yay.
Wheel. What could it be for? Nothing. To make that work, the factory has to be running first, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we go back and talk to Bondo about the factory, or do we need to know about that?
I don't know. Well, obviously, we have to, like, do the three things. We have to ring the bell, do something with the factory, and whatever the third thing was.
Okay. Yeah.
Why don't we talk back to Bondo, because he's funny. He'll make a lot of noise.
Yeah. Blow the fog. Cool.
Unless he finds more items walking around.
Yeah.
Nope. No chance. The rope is knotted tightly. I won't achieve anything without proper equipment.
Oh, so we found a rope, we just have to loosen it.
That should work. The flint is sharp enough. If I'm unlucky, the whole bridge will collapse. But what have I got to lose? Just a life of misery and disgrace.
Well, we've successfully acquired rope, so let's go back to the bell.
Yay.
There's nothing to lean it against, I'm afraid.
I tried to use the... Well, maybe he doesn't need the... let's try it.
That's a good idea, but how am I supposed to attach the rope up there?
Okay, then. What if we use the...
I have a hook and I have a rope. There has to be something I can accomplish. Ta-da! A rope attached to a hook. Who would have thought?
Of course.
Hook with rope with bell.
Yay, basic logic.
Oh, dear.
Yay.
Would that work? I'm so bad at taking aim. Well, what have I got to lose? Whoa, that... Wow, I... Spot, did you see that? I... That...
Bando, are you ringing the bell again? You pathetic idiot! Come to my office at once before you wake Kalina!
Ooh, now you can take the key.
Yeah, now I grab the key off. Now,
as long as Bando is with Reuben, I can't blame it on him.
Okay. I'm trying to go up, up, up. Aha, a key. Yoink. That now belongs to me.
What else? Ha!
What if we close this door? There's a mouse hole.
The mouse hole is dark and empty, very much like my future.
Good grief. He's pessimistic.
All right. Well, we've acquired the key.
So we should be able to unlock the locked door then.
Yeah. Right, the locked door. Let's go down there. Key with door. Let's see. He's walking over there.
It matches.
Yay. We're now in the Hut of Howls. Let's see, there's a baton in here. Yoink. What else? What other things can we take? Stool? Yoink.
Oh, yeah. Sitting down.
Oh.
Get a grip, Sedgwick. First find Kalita, then you can relax.
Ah. Parchment.
It seems to be some kind of melody. If only I could read music. Although, I can make funny sounds with my armpits. I'd never practice my scales.
Oh dear.
Okay, I've taken the parchment from the wall. Well, let's try using the horn with mouth.
The horn seems to be clogged up.
Okay. Let's try looking at this note again.
It seems to be some kind of melody. Although, I'd never practiced.
All right. Maybe Spot can do something with this thing.
I doubt that Spot has the lungs for blowing the foghorn.
Oh. We need to make Fat Spot.
Whoa.
What?
Looks like,
Bando! Are you blowing the foghorn again? You pathetic idiot! Come to my office at once before you wake Kalina!
Great. The horn is unclogged.
Hooray. And, like, I think the pantaloons we used fell out. We're in the foghorn somehow.
But how? I can't reach it. My arms aren't long enough.
Maybe.
Impossible. What would I lean the ladder against?
Well, I don't know how to get over there, so... Alright, so we've got one more thing to do, I guess.
Yeah.
We have 5 minutes left.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Well, maybe we can finish this bit and this third thing we need to do and end with that.
Good grief.
Yeah, there's a flower up
here. I'd better leave it where my flower Ben says it.
Okay. there's a sock. I don't know.
That wouldn't do any good. The mouse is gone. Yum, yum. What have we here? Yummy cheese.
Cheese.
There, gotcha.
I captured a mouse with a sock.
Yay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Alright, let's head down here.
That's so crazy. I don't even know where I try.
He's holding out the mouse who to pick
do
up.
I really want to live in a world where actions like that are rewarded.
We use the mouse to grab the pantaloons.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, mousey, mousey.
Really? Like, what the hell are those noises?
Oh. Not sure.
I'd better not go in there now. Sounds like Bando is getting a good chewing out.
Okay. I just walked into like a different screen in the hopes that that will make Bando not being chewed out. Success.
Hmm? What? Ooh. Where? Who dares to disturb my well-deserved sleep?
Hi again.
Oh, it's you again? What else do you want?
Where can I find Kalida?
Why do you want to know? Listen well. Kalida is mine. Keep your hands off her. You hear?
Did I get that right? You're holding Kalida as a prisoner? Where? Up there?
What's up there is none of your business. And by the way, what do you want from Kalida?
She's supposed to help me to get the corona.
What's she supposed to do? You'd better forget it. Kalida mustn't be woken up. And God help you if I find out you tried anyway. I'll order Bando to feed you to the Yakis immediately.
I have to find Kalida. The world will end if I don't.
I said forget it. If you want to get to corona, you'll have to swim. And whatever you do, I'll stop you from disturbing Kalida's rest.
That's a cute pet you have there. What's its name? It doesn't happen to be, Kalida.
No. His name is Carrot.
Nice name. I bet Carrot and Spot would get along very well. Can he do any tricks? Spot can change into the most diverse forms.
Carrot can slay creatures in the most diverse ways.
Oh, so we'd better not let them play together.
In fact, Carrot is not here to play. He makes sure that no riffraff is roaming about while I'm asleep. I don't even like to think about someone messing with my pearls.
Hmm.
Can I look upstairs?
What do you want? Are you out of your mind? Keep your nose out of my private rooms, you clown. I am an accessible man, but...
What?
If you mess with my personal belongings, I'll have you thrown off the highest cliff. And believe me, I mean it.
What kind of buildings are those out there?
Yeah.
Some kind of factory?
You bet your baubles. The Pearl Factory has been here for ages. Thousands and thousands of pearls have been pressed here under my supervision. To be more accurate, there are exactly 10,000, and not one less, not one more either. But the most important thing is, there's not one less. Each one is more perfect than the other.
If you're showing the pearls, why isn't the factory still producing them?
Didn't you listen? I don't need any more pearls. I've got them all. All 10,000.
Okay.
See you later.
Exactly. Just let me sleep in peace.
All right, I think I'm going to save.
That is quite a unique game there. Isn't it?
That is a pretty good game, yes.
Yes. So, we will continue next week.
And I will see you guys in 2 more weeks' time.
All right.
Okay, take care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we are going to disconnect.